Kelim Perek Tezai Mishnah Ches. Tik the case of Hasayif, Vasakin Vapigyon. A Sayif is a sword, a Sakin is a knife, a sharp one obviously. Pigyon is a very sharp sword, and it's sharpened from both sides. Tik Misperes, it's the case of scissors, either a barber or something like that, or let's say professionally cutting wool, or misparayim, the hatar, which is a razor, so the case of all these things, tik shel mikroil, it's the case of eye makeup, ubeis hakroil, it's the case of the kli that the kroil is put into, tik machtev. We had this in Perek Yud Gimel. They used some type of sharpened instrument made out of metal to write. Uterunteik, this is some type of cover that has a few compartments that have little kelim, maybe like a toolbox of some sort. Tik tavlo uskrutio, these are some type of, maybe it's made out of wood, and on it is carved, let's say tsurois, astronomy tables, or let's say math tables we would have, but they're carved onto a piece of wood. Beis hachitzim is a holder for arrows. Beis hapagoishois, this is a holder that has a different type of, same idea, Beis Achitz and Beis Avgoshes go together. Harei Lutmeim, they're all Nartikim. So all covers that are clay kibbul, because they have something going inside of them, are Mekabel Tumah. Now the Rambam brings this halach as a direct hemshech of the Zeh HaKlal in the previous Mishnah of Reb Yosi, that it has to be Meshamesh B'Shas Melacha Shalai B'Shas Melacha. The Rabbi says this also, and the kasha is, the Mishnah Achrona has the kasha. L'chayra, if a person draws his sword, the tick of the sword is only Mishamesh Shalai B'Shas Melacha, not B'Shas Melacha. His faket doesn't have the basic prerequisite to be a base kibbul. It's not B'Shas Melacha. So some type of sword that's not drawn, it's not clear. Tik simponio, some type of musical instrument that's made out of metal, you'll recognize the word symphony. If it's something that's put in, the opening is on the top of it, tome, because that's the tzura of a kli with a kli ki, with a base kibble. There's an opening, it goes into the kli from the top. The kli goes into the base kibble. Mitzidoi, if it's something that only puts in on the side, tohor. Now, what's called the top, what's called the side? Just turn it over. Turn over the side onto the tap. It's not just a hole on the side. The whole tzur of the zakh is different. With the holes on tap, what that means to say is that it goes into safely into the base kibble, and then it's carried that way. So it's a kli, has a base kibble, and it's mitalpul mivakum lavakum. The one that's on the side is the whole side is open. It's put in just to protect it here, but you don't move it that way. It's not movable because you'll carry it, it'll slip out. So, well, that's not a base kibbul, that's just a kisui. So, well, that's not a kabbal tumah. Tik chalilin, a chol is also as a flute. Rabbi Yehuda mitar mipnei shu noisne mitzidoi, what we just had. So, why does Rabbi Yehuda have to be moisiv dishtikl? Sounds like only Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like I suffer Rabbi Yehuda. Fashim ha-matmir, they don't have a pshat. Chipoi ho'alo. So some type of heavy stick that they used to use in battle. It has a thing at the end for hand-to-hand combat where they would swing and they would hit somebody. Well, it's called in English a mace, maybe something like that. It's made out of metal, and there's a ball-shaped heavy piece on the front of it with spikes sticking out. This is where the Rav explains it. So the nartik, the case of it, or keshes, roimach, to all weapons, harelu tohirin. That's not called a kli kibbul. Why not? Zehaklal, ha'osi l'tik, whatever case is made as a tik mamish, tomei. because that has din of a clay kibul. If it's made l'chipui, just to cover it over, not as a case to carry it, but just as a chipui to cover it over, tohar. The covering of a piano, l'marshal, is not made as a kli, that you carry the kli with the piano inside, of course. It's a covering of a piano, this way it doesn't get dusty. So all these type of things are l'chipui, that's not mekabel tumah. The pshat, the way we just explained, chipui, ho'alo, etc., is actually a big machlok sushanim. The way we explain is arriving in Teres Kohanim, and it doesn't give the chaneitza exactly how to explain what the cutoff is between a tik and a chifui. So, l'cher, what comes out, there's a whole arichus over there. L'cher, what comes out is, the way we explained it, a chipui is just there when the thing is out of commission. It's not really part of how you carry it. It's not really part of how you use it. So it's just to cover it when it's out of commission. So that's a chelik of the kli. Or that is a kli, not a chelik of the kli, but that's a kli because it holds something. The tik is what carries that thing from place to place. And mamela, it's a chelik of the cherev is when you carry that case, is the shalai b'shas malacha we asked before, the l'cherish, it's always shalai b'shas malacha, because when a person draws the sword, then l'cher, that's b'shas malacha, it's not in it, but that's for the chelik of the base kibble of the kli. Mashenkin the chipui, it doesn't really carry with, it's just when the kli is put aside. Rambam over here has different pirush. The Rambam in Pirush and Mishnah says that chipui is miloshen kisui of tzipui hakelim. And tzipui hakelim, the Rambam shita we had before in Perek Yudalef Mishnah Dal, the Rambam shita, and he passes this way in Perek Dalet, the Hilchus Kelim is that kelim hametzupim tohirim, even when they have a base kibul, because the kli is only mekabel tumah, the thing itself, not the tzipui. The Rash says it's a different knage that the chipui is only attached to mish'arai. It's not permanently part of it. Mashenkin the tik is part of it. Maybe similar to what we explained before. Perek Yizayim. The Mishnah over here is a klolistika Mishnah. Kol kli bali batim shi'uron birimoinim. This is an Indian that we've discussed before and we'll explain it again. The shear of something which is completely mufka mimenu teres kli is that a rimon, which is a pretty big fruit, could fall out. If that's the case, the hole is so big that the kli is rendered useless. A smaller amount vaistois, the kli would still be good for a bigger fruit. Egoizim, rimonim. There is a shear of kemoitze zeisim, and that we had in Perigimel and other places by a kli cheres. The answer is obvious. A kli cheres is less choshev, so it's easier thrown out. Now we have over here an extra title over here called Kol Kli Bali Batim Shun Kirimainim. What is that coming lafuke? So you look at the sugis in Rashi and Brochus and Sukkah and Ervin Davdalid. It explains that the shear of Kol Kli Bali Batim is lafuke kelim of an uman. An uman, kelim, since he uses it for sales, has to be more accurate. So Mele, he'll throw out his kli if there's a mashu of a chson. If there's something that renders the kli ineffective, he'll throw it out. A person at home is not trying to be effective, he's just trying to make do. He's not going to throw out something which is relatively expensive, kli eitz, or for sure kli mateches, if it's not kemoitzi rimoy. Now theoretically, Yavei Baldin Loimar, and say the same way if a bag, a sack, or a kli eitz or kli mateches has a hole in it, the size of moitzi rimoin, so you won't use it for rimoinim, you use it only for rimoinim. Why not say that if something has a rip, a break, a puncture, the size of a rimoin, so you'll put in bags of milk, containers of milk? The answer to that is that the halacha of moitzi rimoin is a halacha moishim sinai. The context of the three Rashis that we just brought up, Gemara, in Brochus Daf Mem Aleph, Ervin Davdal, Tzuchid Avov says that each one of the Shivas Haminim, Chita, Soira, and so on, are in the Torah because all of them have halachos that are related to that size. The Zayis, of course, is the size of every Maisa Achila. The Rimoin is the shear that makes a Kli Ois Kli. What that means is, there's a halacha Moshe Sinai, it's a halacha Deraisa, that we can't argue about or debate, that once something has the size of Moitzi Rimoin, it's Mufka from Teres Kli. Even if you're Meferish Miyachid it only for bigger items. The Cheshbon of use it for something bigger is only when it's something smaller than the whole size of a Moitzi Rimoin. Now we did use a Nusach over here that's not Pashut at all. And that is, we said that Kli Cheres has its own dynamic of Moitzi Kezayis. But a Kli Mateches we included also in the Kelim that have a halacha of Moitzi Rimoin. It's not so Pashut at all. And that is because that there definitely is halacha, the Kli Mateches, when something becomes broken, as soon as it's not oisei malachta rishona, it's bottom men the teres kli. Why is that? A kli mateches has something that it could be fixed easier. It's easier to fix mateches. Well, a kli is once it gets a hole, it's very hard. You're gonna have to patch it up with something. Mateches is easy enough. You melt it together. It's done professionally. It was made professionally. A professional could fix it. That's first of all. Second of all, a kli mateches, because it's made professionally, is used bikpeda for the things that it's supposed to be used for. If it's not its usage, then you don't hold on to it in that sense. So that's clear that a kli mateches that was made for small pieces, and it was nishbar, boifin where it was nikev, batsim where there's a hole, a smaller size than a moitzi rimoin, becomes ice kli. Charles, what happens if you then took the kli mateches and you miyachid if it's something bigger? You had a kli that was used for very small beans. As soon as the kli has a hole big enough to be moitzi beans, then it's ice kli. You then took the kli that's holy and you miyachid it instead of for beans for apples. So now it's going to be a kli until the size is kemoitzi apples. The shear of kemoitzi rimoin is a shvira of the kli, whether you are miyachid if it's something bigger or not. It's the same halacha moishim sin that we just discussed. So the one who's mechadish this word, it sounds this way from Rashi and Shabbos after Zayin, and Zeraivin hilchus kelim perikidal halacha tes. But this l'chara would be why we included kli mateches in the din of kemoitzi rimoin, because that halacha moishim sin is absolute. It's another point worth mentioning in the same context of this halachal moishim sinik kemoitzi rimoin. That is, in Kli Cheres, back in Perek Gimel, we had that the shear of a Kli that's miyuchid l'mashkin is kekoinis mashkin. The shear is a lot smaller than a moitzi zayis. If the Kli will take in liquid from the outside, then it can't hold on to liquid. That's mevato menu the shame teacup or whatever it is that's oimid l'mashkin. Why don't we have that by Kli Eitz? Or at least it doesn't sound that way. We have a Mishnah in front of us that does not say another shear, only kemoitzi rimoin. So the Achrayim Mutsh over this, Chaznish and others, l'chara what you have to say is that even by an osu l'mashkin, by kli eitz, so you'll use it for something else. You'll make a nice kli l'mashkin. Again, kli cheres, the shear could be smaller because you'll throw it out easier because that's the mitzis of a kli cheres. If it was nasa l'mashkin, so if it was made l'kach, it's ois kli if it's not any more aimed for that shimush. A kli eitz, beged, sack, and other things that are here, you won't say that. Lamaisa, you have to add a tesefis svara to that. A chelik of the halacha moishim sinai is that even a kli that was made for a smaller size, that was made for a mashke, let's say, there's a din that there's a shame kli on any clay kibble that has the size where it could hold on to remind him. That's a chelik of the halacha moishim sinai. You look at the Pnei Yeshua and Brachas Daf Mem Aleph, which is, says in the Gemara, l'cho, you have to come out that the halacha is only midrabanan, as mechinu akrov. Then he asks, l'cho, it's halacha moishim sinai. The way we're explaining it, that shear, that a base kibble that has a size of kemoitzi rimoin and smaller has a shame kli. That's absolute. Achrenim have one mutcherai with this. L'chayra ad kama that is halacha l'mayshim sinai, which is absolute. Doesn't make a difference what type of kli, who's using the kli. If it's a kli that's eitz or another material, the halacha is moitzi rimoin. If it's not moitzi rimoin, it's a kli.
So why by kli umon? We just said that kli balabata means lafuke kli umon. No, kli umon, why do you say halakam Mishnah Sinai? What you're going to have to compare it to, Mishnah Tiras brings the tzushtel, is that there's another halakam Mishnah Sinai over there where you see also that not absolute. The Gemara says the share of a kigregeres, which is a dvash in the Shiva Saminim, is like Tzos Shabbos. Carrying out any foodstuff the size of a gregeres is Chil Shabbos deraisa. It has to have a chshivus. That's the chshivus. Fregen achreinim, that if you look in the Perek in Shabbos, Perek HaMatzniya, that if somebody carries out something which is roi lachilo, but it's a lot smaller, but you have it out to medicine or you have it to plan, the halacha is over there, the chayva much less. What's the halacha? The halacha is the benzu. So we also say that even though it's halacha much mishina, but it depends who. So one question usually doesn't answer another, but over here you'll have to say doshteta. The next layer of this kasha on the very next words in the Mishnah. Everything we said now is the Tana Kama. Over the Eligat Tana Reb Leza holds, B'mashehen, he's chedek on the whole halacha, Reb Leza holds, that everything is totally in the original usage. If a kli was miyuchet for te'enim, and it was nikiv k'moitzi te'enim, it's always kli. If it was made for remoinim, and it's nikiv k'moitzi remoinim, it's always kli. If it was made for water pitchers, so it has to be nikiv k'water pitchers, azayidas, that's the way it is. So the shayla is Reb Leza chedek halacha m'ashem sin, the famous Maram Mokim, the Rambam, it's Mamrim. It says halacha Moshe Sinai is always a dover muskum. It's a shir. It's a fact that's never disputed. There's no machlokes tanoims about halacha Moshe Sinai. They never lose track of halacha Moshe Sinai. So does Reb Elazar argue? It's a gevaldik kasha. Mishnah Achrona says what you're gonna have to say is like this. Reb Elazar is also asking, what happens if you have a kli? And it was nikiv, it was miyuchid l'teinim, it was nikiv k'moitzi teinim, or it's kli. What happens now if you're miyachid it for something big? The halacha is you can't be miyachid something that has a hole the size of moitzi rimoin. It's not oimid to be turned into a kli. If it's a kli and it's meant for very large items, then even k'moitzi rimoin won't necessarily make it as kli. But to make it into a kli when it has a hole the size of a mitzi rimoin, to steer it to the chefta of a kli, so mele won't become a kli. Reb Elazar's maskim. The shaila is then only how far to take that. Is that only legavi the etzim shem kli when you're trying to be miyachid a kli, or it's even a kli legavi being mafkia the shem kli? That kreitch is totally machlokes Reb Elazar and Tana Kama. That has to be the pshat. Kupois haganonim. These are kli eights of gardeners. They put in different types of plants from the garden. Shi'uron ba'agudei shel yorok. The shear of becoming ois kli is with the nekev, that you can get out one of these types of vegetation that are growing inside the kupa. Shobalabatim, not of professional gardeners. Stam, they have these boxes for piles of tevin. The shears be tevin. However much tevin will come out, and the tevin can then be put into that kli. Shel balonin. These are kupois of balonin, usually people that work in the base merchatz, the mikveh attendant. So part of the job of a mikveh attendant, of a balan, is that he has to heat up the mikveh. Because of that, he has material to heat up the base merchatz, and it's put inside this kupa. So that's the shear. The shear is when the when gvova, which is a certain type of material, could come out. That means that the kli is not doing its job. One last shita, bringing up the rear. Rabbi Yeshua Aime Kulam Berimayinim. Rabbi Yeshua L'chayri is learning that Allah L'mayish Mesinai is Kefi Pshutai. That is the shear. It sounds like we don't paskin not to Rishua, not to Beleza, not to one extreme, not to the other. Paskin the Tanakam, which is something in the middle. Rishua holds that all kli, that means kli shal balabatim, kli shal baliumnis, all of them have a shir kemaitzi rima, and that's the halakha Moshe Mishina v'zeo. Chachom ha-mechalik, same way we pointed out a dogma of other halakha Moshe Mishina, but there is a halakha mechalik. And Rebbe Lezer is to the other extreme.